Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's shift gears, talk some basketball recruiting. Maryland gets another big verbal commitment last night. Jalen Smith, local kid, announces his intentions to play for the Turtles. And Mark Turgeon joining us now. Jalen's a high school basketball coach. He's been around the area, very successful too, Mount St. Joseph. Let's bring in Pat Klatchy on the Ackerman Security Hotline. Coach, what's happening?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. Coach, you got that little pipeline from the Gales down to College Park last couple of years. But Jalen, he is someone that's been connected to the Terps for a couple of years. He made it official last night. In the end, what was it about Maryland that drew him or kept him home?
I think it was a variety of factors. They jumped on the recruiting Jalen very early, probably in his freshman year. I think they recognized his talent, potential, and ability, and he's just continued to get better and better. Had a just a remarkable season last year. You know, multiple Player of the Year awards, third team All American, and Maryland. You know, when you grow up in this area and you're into basketball, you know Maryland is obviously a major factor, and kids can play fairly close to home. And, their parents can watch them play. They can get a great education, and they can play at the highest level, basketball-wise.
So, Coach, give us a scouting report of Jalen.
Very talented, versatile player. Can impact the game in a variety of ways. Defensively, he can protect the rim. He can block shots, keep it in bounds. He can use his length to stay in front of people. Gets the ball off the defensive glass. He can take a dribble or two and push it. Runs the floor offensively. He rebounds at both ends. Really can step out and shoot the ball. I think that's an aspect that people really don't realize about his game. He's actually a pretty good perimeter shooter with three range. He makes free throws. He can put the ball on the floor. I mean, he's a very talented player for sure.
What aspects of the game are still needing to be improved, keeping in mind he's, 17 years old, so everything's in front of him?
Yeah, I mean, like most kids, the physicality of the game, I mean, he's going to have to get stronger. Maryland has a great strength and conditioning coach with Kyle Tarp. I think Kyle's been whipping Darryl's butt pretty much last few weeks.
Right.
That's a situation where at the collegiate level they can really monitor, your nutrition and, get you stronger and, put on not just weight, but muscle.
So what is Jalen doing like this summer and then preparing, I guess, for your next season?
Yeah. He was just at the NBA Top 100 camp a couple weeks ago, the July month. We'll be pretty much he'll be involved with his AAU team takeover out of D.C. And then, after that, he should probably, take a little bit of time to relax and be a teenager. And then, our workouts, we work out all summer, but, we really try to start up in, August and, get our guys starting to get on the same page, getting ready for our high school season.
Pat Klatchy, head basketball coach, Mount St. Joe, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, talking about Jalen Smith, who committed to Maryland last night verbally, played college basketball down at College Park. But you mentioned Daryl Morcell, who has signed to play basketball this coming season for Turgeon and the Terps. Talk about his game, because all the scouting reports I've heard there, Coach, says he's going to bring something to the perimeter that Maryland has needed, and that's defensive toughness, little presence, and his offensive game is much more than I guess people have given him credit for so far, too.
Yeah, both Daryl and Jalen, they're different types of kids, both really good kids from good families. Very good students, both, annually on the honor roll at Mount St. Joe. So they're getting guys that are, high character, good people from really good families. Their parents have done a great job raising them. Daryl's just a very athletic, versatile player. I mean, he brings a lot of things to the table that can help a team win. He defend multiple positions, rebound, finish. He can pass. You know, a lot of people, you know, can he improve his shooting? No doubt. But he's a little bit better shooter than most people give credit to. And I think both of them, you know, being in our program, you know, they're accustomed to winning and competing and what it takes to win.
Now, who did it come down to for Jalen? It was Maryland and whom?
Yeah, it was basically Maryland and Villanova. You know, former St. Joe player Phil Booth is at Villanova, helped to win a national championship. So, Villanova is obviously a great school, great program, but I just think that, you know, Darryl being at Maryland, his parents being able to watch his home games and things like that, both, you know, guys are really close to their families. You know, Maryland's starting to put some pieces together, you know, to be, you know, really, really strong for a couple of years. You know, they're having, you know, they got Darryl, you know, last year, Herter, Jackson, Cowan, really good recruiting class, you know, followed it up with Fernando Bruno, Darryl Marcel, and now they have, you know, the kid Wiggins already in the fold, right. and Jalen, you know, they're starting to get some guys that can ball.
Pat Klatchy, Mount St. Joe head coach. Coach, before we let you roll, about Baltimore basketball in general, you know, I'm 52 years old, and I remember the days where five of the top 50 teams would be from the city. How has the landscape changed over the years? You guys are always competitive, where the monster teams are no longer in existence. What has changed all of that?
Yeah, I think a lot of things. It's the AAU has changed. You know, kids seem to jump around from team to team. I think that's kind of, that mentality's kind of filtered over to a little bit of the high school aspect, where, you know, if a kid's not, doesn't have the role or the impact that he does, you know, people, they don't think twice about, you know, jumping to another team or transferring to another school. You know, our guys pretty much stay put. We use a little joke that Confucius say, he who jumps ship usually drown. And, you know, we try to tell guys that, you know, you're going to deal with adversity. You're not always going to be successful. You have to learn how to play with other good players. And I just think people just kind of, they just kind of bypass that process now. And like, hey, if this isn't for me, I'll go to this team or this school. And I think that has really changed. And it's affected at the collegiate level as well. There's 750 to 800 transfers every year in Division I men's basketball.
Now, do you have any other young, talented kids coming up?
Yeah, there's another guy that's on Maryland's radar, James Bishop. Very, very good player. Started for us last year as a sophomore. And averaged 17 points a game. He's a scoring guard, shooter, very athletic. You know, he has multiple offers. Maryland is recruiting him and showing some interest, so you never know.
Pat Klatchy. Oh, I'm sorry, Coach. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, he's only going to be a junior, so that time is still, you know, that process will play itself out. But they're definitely aware of who he is. And I know Coach Turgeon really likes his game a lot and thinks he's a really good player, which he is.
Coach Pat Klatchy, Mount St. Joseph, joining us here on the program. Coach, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll be talking to you down the road, man.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
You too.
Pat Klatchy. All right, thanks. On the Ackerman Security Hotline, his player, Jalen Smith, committed to the Turtles yesterday. And unlike, you know, maybe the poaching of the football recruits, I think Jalen Smith should be solid.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.